Good morning. My name is Marguerite Ermey. I am, as it said, was medical director at Sauma County Public Health. And actually, a year ago, we were thrust in the limelight with a local Ebola incident, and I do want to talk about that today. So, I have no financial relationships to disclose. Will not be talking about any off-label medications. And because this is about myself, I have no conflicts of interest. So, October 15, 2014, the Ohio Department of Health notified Sauma County Public Health about a possible contacts to a confirmed case of Ebola virus disease in Texas. And this was actually the third case. It was a healthcare worker. And Sauma County Public Health is right where you see Akron. We're a jurisdiction of about 542,000 people. And we had been doing emergency preparedness for Ebola for several months. Ironically, on this date, we had already pre-planned a department meeting to talk about what we do if we had an Ebola case in Sauma County. We had also pre-planned a meeting with our community stakeholders at 2 in the afternoon to talk about what we do as a county if Ebola came. My staff will not let me do any smallpox planning now. So when we got this call, we activated our incident command system, notified our community partners, kept our meeting at 2 o'clock, already on schedule, began our communicable disease investigation. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention came to assist on October 16th. Our investigation identified multiple contacts. We had 41 residents of Sauma County who are undergoing monitoring and or quarantine. And the incident actually ended a year ago today, November 4th, 2014, with the completion of the incubation period for all the contacts, and no one reported any symptoms suggested of Ebola virus disease. So the role of a medical spokesperson in an incident is extremely vital, because that's usually the face that your community, and in this case, the nation, actually saw. So the spokesperson is usually appointed based on their expertise, ability to speak in public, other characteristics that are deemed important for the agency. For example, in Sauma County, I have done a lot of media interviews over the last 20 years, so there's a lot of familiarity. The spokesperson works very closely with your public information officer. And our public information system was extraordinarily valuable in the coordination and the focus of information that was to be disseminated. The medical spokesperson also needs to be knowledgeable about the disease or condition being addressed, and putting down subject matter expert, I actually should put quotes around it, because nobody was actually really a good subject matter expert with this, because we were learning as it went along. So I was also our local subject matter expert, because I'd been doing communicable disease epidemiology for 20-some years. We'd been doing a lot of planning on Ebola. But it does not necessarily have to be the same person. In our agency, it was. So we had a number of challenges. The first challenge was reassurance about the current county situation. Anybody who deals with an infectious disease outbreak knows that it's a high anxiety among the public. They can't see, they can't smell, they can't taste. They have no idea to know if they're exposed, so they have no control, they feel, and they're very anxious. So I started every press conference or media interview with three talking points, the first always being, there are no cases of Ebola virus disease in Sauma County. The case was actually in Dallas. We had no cases in our home county. Another challenge was what information to release about the case status. We were learning things about the third case on the media. We were very big on confidentiality, and we're sitting in our department operations center and seeing the nurse's high school graduation picture and name on CNN, and our jaws just dropped. We had to rely on information about the health status of the case from the Centers for Disease Control, because we had no information ourselves, where if the case had been in our own county, we would have had that connection. Looking at provision of accurate information about contacts is very important. With the social media and the rumors, this healthcare worker sightings were rampant. If she had actually been all the places in that weekend that she visited, she would never have gotten any sleep. People were seeing her all over. And actually, the number of places that she had been was very limited. And so addressing that, maintaining contact, confidentiality, and privacy, they were really nervous about media coming to their homes, outing them as contacts. The stigma was amazing when we heard anecdotally later on. So we really had to be very careful about not releasing anything about genders, age, where they lived, where they worked, where their children went to school. It was very important. Explaining the changing information about disease transmission, personal protective equipment, and contact monitoring. I always told people if we were operating in October with the same information that we knew in August, we had learned nothing. But that is hard to communicate to people who are looking at black and white. Tell me what I need to know, and why are you changing it? And so having to explain that changing information and letting people realize that we weren't really stupid, that we knew what we were doing, but the information that we were getting would change our response to improve it. And particularly when we're talking about the contacts, working with the CDC, the contacts moved in and out of monitoring levels over the first 3 days. So the media was getting different numbers as to the number in each tier, and being able to explain that just because we were getting more information was extremely important. Working with the national media, we really had no previous relationships with the national media. Public Health in Akron usually doesn't get to the national news. And the national media, if you haven't worked with them, have a lot of different priorities than your local media. And I think it's important to keep that in mind when you're dealing with them, because you aren't dealing with them with the same focus as you're going to deal with the local media. They don't care what the effect is on the community individually. They're looking at getting this information to a much broader audience. Our challenge here was the medical spokesperson, me, was also the subject matter expert. I also did the oversaw the communicable disease epidemiology, and for a very brief period of time, I was incident commander and a very bad safety officer. Review your incident command system. So this is just some of our pictures. We really looked at our public information system, did away with individual interviews, and set up twice daily press conferences, which our local media was not happy with because they have my number on speed dial, and they were used to getting hold of me anytime, but they understood eventually. So what worked for us? Well, we had the luxury of a full-time medical director. Most places do not. And it's likely that after I leave, our place may not either. But to have somebody who was there full-time, that was my job in public health, was invaluable. I had both experience in communicable disease epidemiology, disease investigation, disease surveillance, and emergency preparedness. So I had a basis of information that was easily translatable to the situation at hand. As I said, our local media was very familiar with me. We had actually pre-developed a lot of relationships. The day before this, I actually had a meeting with one of our local radio stations directors to talk about how we would deal with Ebola if it came. The public information staff went above and beyond to foster relationships with the national media. And we actually got some very positive feedback. So take some time to do that. Don't push them off. They can actually be your friend. We had a very well-developed public information team, and they looked at different aspects, social media, media monitoring, media relations, press conferences. While it took a lot of time and we rotated a lot of people through, they got invaluable experience. It's going to help us if anything else comes up. We actually established a county coordinated call center within the first 3 hours of our case notification. We had never established a call center before. We had actually, several weeks ago, unpacked all the stuff, labeled it, and we're about ready to do our first exercise with it. So this was actually trial under fire, and it worked very well. So we were able to publicize that number right off the bat to take the public's calls and direct a lot of attention from our health department. We did utilize a number of social media modalities, one of the first times we had done so, and it worked also well. The CDC brought its own public information specialist, and her expertise with working with national media was also invaluable. We also worked with our state public information and health department's sponsors, and we also had very good relationships with our school administrations. None of our contacts actually were school children, but they were contacts of contacts. And for anyone who has done communicable disease outbreaks, know that people fear contacts of contacts of contacts of contacts, and having to explain that worked very well. So why is a good night's sleep important? Well, as I said, I was a very bad safety officer. So this is me with a good night's sleep. That is me without a good night's sleep. So final thoughts. Identify a medical spokesperson early on. If you're in a local health department, do that when you get back. Look at having them trained in dealing with the media, because most of the time, it may be a part-time person. You might have a part-time medical director, and they don't have that experience. Identify a backup. As you saw, I do not function well on 4 hours of sleep like I might have had 30 years ago. Be comfortable with rapidly changing information. I had also gone through the anthrax in 2001 and the white powder, and was really schooled in how quickly information can change. Be aware of politicizing the incidents. That was one thing that really slapped us upside the head, is that we did not think ahead of time how political this was going to be. It was end of October, it was an election year, and there are things that were done that were not scientifically based, and having to look at balancing that is very important. Be cognizant and recognize collateral damage. And by collateral damage, I mean the stigma that affected some of the contacts or their families. We actually had a business that went out of business that closed because of stigma. Collaborate with the incident's public information system. This I cannot emphasize enough. It's very important to work as a team. Important to foster those media relationships. If you only look at your media working with you when there is a problem, then you have a problem. Look at working with the media now. Publicize your flu vaccine program. Give the point. I get on every year for mosquito control and mosquito bite prevention for West Nile. I'm very fortunate that the media does call me to talk about things that are not disaster or emergency based, so that there is some familiarity. Map out what information you are going to release, and you may have to do that several times a day as information changes. Keep your staff refreshed with your incident command system plan. Most of the time in health departments, local health departments, we don't do that very often, and it will get rusty. One of the things that came in our after action report was the staff said we need to be updated, and we actually had a whole refresher course for all staff on incident command system. And finally, never say never. We think about how our global and the travel is. This healthcare worker who actually came from Akron, Ohio, had family in Akron, Ohio, could have come from any community in the country and gone back to visit. So when you think, oh, it's only going to happen in New York City or Chicago or Dallas, it can happen anywhere. So thank you very much.